Welcome to Level with Emily Reese. This is music by Chad Sider for Recore, which came out on September 13th. Chad used a full orchestra, I guess minus a few of the normal orchestral crowd, plus guitar and solo voice and a big choir. More about that coming up soon. Our patron of the week is Nick Grugan. I love the mix of music in Nick's list. We talked about the 80s music love fest from Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. That's by the Australian band Power Glove. And we started off with the Brinstar Underground Depths from Super Metroid by Kenji Yamamoto.
Super Metroid was one of those few games, you know, that I played on the Super Nintendo as a kid. And, your parents bought you a game and you only had like three or four games to really get into. So I sort of delved into Super Metroid and it had me hooked. There are so many different layers to it and there are like collectibles and all these other things, but it's just the gameplay is just amazing and the environment's really cool. And of course, the music is pretty amazing. Whenever I hear certain songs or whatever, I can literally remember like jumping in the level. I want to say, it's Brinstar, I think, is like a water level. And I remember constantly like doing some jumps in the water and just that eerie tone being set for the whole entire thing. Can't believe you haven't played, like, you've never played Super Metroid at all?
No, not even a half a second.
Oh, you have to. Definitely, if you ever get a chance, try it. It's an amazing game. Okay. You've probably, listened to a little bit of the soundtrack. It's very interesting, especially for that era and that time. It's very different from anything else that had come out before then. Funnest memories I have is like playing it as a kid when I, you know, at night, like it was pitch black out and I actually did get spooked. I mean, of course, you know, I was a kid, but it is a little bit spooky to like play in there because you're battling like aliens and that sort of thing, but it's all very like muted. It's all very mellow. You're just exploring stuff. Nothing's necessarily attacking you, but it's very like you keep expecting something to jump out of nowhere. It's very eerie.
Far Cry, the Blood Dragon DLC for Far Cry 3 is still one of my favorite things in the world, and the soundtrack is so good.
Yep. It was, who was it? It's Power Glove, but it's not like, there's right. Two different groups. There's like the Power Glove with like no space, and they're the Power Glove with the space, I guess.
From Australia.
Yeah, from Australia. And the greatest thing is their group, I guess the brothers like gave themselves pseudonyms like Michael Biehn from like, you know, the Aliens movies. But it's just, nice. You gotta love that sense of humor. If you say like you play Blood Dragon, then yeah, that sort of fits with the tone of the game itself, which is just balls to the walls, crazy 80s nostalgia fest. Main theme itself is real heavy with that synth. Like you know you're like getting into like a ride once you start hearing it like pump up and stuff. It's just a blast.
Nick's list also included the Airship theme from Penny Arcade Episode 4 by Hyperduck Soundworks. Ransacked from Wolfenstein The New Order by Mick Gordon. And Area 5 from Rez by Adam Freeland. If you'd like to be a patron of the week, you can learn how at patreon.com/level. Composer Chad Sider just wrapped up a giant score for the new game ReCore, which came out on September 13th for Xbox and PC. The music is grand, like in a big sense and a broad sense. There's a full orchestra, well, almost full, which you'll learn about in a minute, plus singer Laura Intravia and a full choir. It's good stuff.
Is a really cool story. I really connect with it. It takes place on a planet called Far Eden, and a girl named Jewel is sent to terraform it after a virus has ravaged Earth, her and a whole team. The idea being that the human race is going to eventually colonize this planet. So she's put into cryogenic sleep with her robot companions and is sent to terraform it. When she wakes up, it's supposed to be done. She's supposed to wake up to a green paradise. But obviously, it doesn't work that way for her. She wakes up in the middle of a desolate, half-built desert. So with her Corbot companions, Mac, Seth, and Duncan, she's got to kind of figure out the mystery of what happened to Far Eden, all the while trying to find her father, who is head of the terraforming project.
So how did all of that inspire you musically then?
We really wanted to make sure it didn't sound desert-y, you know? We didn't want it to have any ethnic influences. We wanted it to have its own sound. We really wanted to establish the sound of Far Eden, which was important to us. So we were originally going to do a rock score, actually.
Okay.
And then as the game grew in scope and size, we kind of gravitated away from that and went over to orchestra. And we recorded at Air Lyndhurst, which I think is ironic because the idea of going there is we wanted it to have a sound of air and space. That's how we wanted to tell the story of this gigantic, desolate wasteland. Mm-hmm. So it was really important to us to get like a really, really great sound out of our recording facility, and that made a really wide, spacious sound.
How big was the orchestra then?
It was kind of a weird group, actually. We had a huge brass section and a pretty big string section. And those London guys, they can play. They are really, really great musicians. I think in total, it was about 75 people, but we also didn't have trumpets or woodwinds. I thought in designing the sound for Far Eden, I just thought, you know, I don't think trumpets and woodwinds fit in with the kind of the colors we're trying to create. So it was a fun challenge to kind of work around that. But I feel like I don't really miss them.
Well, I mean, being a trumpet player, I'm horrified at your decision.
Well, I love trumpets. I just thought it would be really cool to have the horns kind of take this one.
No, definitely. And again, all kidding aside, I really do want to hear more about that decision, especially the woodwinds, too, because trumpets and woodwinds in an orchestra do a lot of heavy lifting melodically. So,
oh, yeah, and rhythmic.
So how did that change the way you composed the music then?
As you notice, too, I'm sure there's a lot of rock elements in the score. Lots of guitars and lots of rhythm and slight melodies that kind of sit under the orchestra.
And piano and voice and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
I guess I kind of just thought that it would be a cool opportunity for these other instruments to shine, especially the violins. I really wanted kind of a very emotional soaring sound. And I grew up, you know, with my favorite composer of all time is Jerry Goldsmith. Hmm. And I just loved the way his violins would just soar. And I almost thought that even over the brass, his string lines were always the power in the orchestra. Mm-hmm. They gave the orchestra its strength. So I wanted to have the same feeling from ReCore.
Let's talk about the singers, too, because you have a soloist, Laura Entravia, who's fantastic. And I'd love to hear how you connected with her.
With Laura, I have a concert series called Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions. And I did an arrangement of Gotta Catch 'Em All, kind of this, I wouldn't call it dubstep, but kind of a modern take on the theme with lots of heavy electronics and everything. And I really wanted to do something different than the original song. And when I was designing it, I was enamored with Laura's recordings that she had been doing. And I had heard her during a video games live show. And I thought, you know, I think that her sound would just be perfect for this. So I called her and she was really friendly. And seeing her on stage doing Gotta Catch 'Em All was awesome. I was just laughing. I was so pleased. I mean, she's a powerhouse. She's got perfect pitch, so she learns really quickly and really understands what's going on. So when it came time to do ReCore, I wanted to do a solo voice to represent Jewel. And when you hear her is during the Jewel's theme part of the main theme. It's kind of like a medley of themes, the main theme. So she did the recording and sent me the tracks. And I remember the first time I laid it into my synth and just thought, oh, this is really unique. Like, this sounds new. I loved it. It's clear she really thought about what she was doing when I told her about the story and what I wanted from it. And then what led me to the singers overall, we recorded with the Northwest Sinfonia Chorale up in Seattle. a very eclectic production. I mean, we were doing recordings from all over the country and world over in London doing the orchestra.
Right.
But with the choir, I really wanted to add this human element. With all the machinery on Far Eden, I wanted the kind of the humans to have a voice, since at the end of the day, what Jewel's trying to do is find out the mystery of where are the humans. She doesn't even know where they are. So I almost wanted it to be kind of this luring voice, like this reminder of what she's doing and what she's fighting for. It was a really interesting experience working with the choir. And I mean, singers are, I think, harder to record than orchestra by far. They require so much attention and their voices are so flexible that it's tough to get the pitching perfect and everything. So I really, really enjoyed that process.
I really enjoyed also how they were involved with combat cues because, or what at least sounded to me that might be combat music, because they weren't doing, I guess I'm not articulating it very well, but it seemed like they weren't doing what I expected them to do, but they were there and I liked it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My instrument is a tenor too.
Okay.
I don't sing much anymore, but I always wanted to do a score and just do something a little different with the choir than the patty sort of backing, but not, and then not do something like chanting or something, which I actually ended up doing in the final battle. And it turned out really cool.
Another track that I really liked is called Dust Devil, and there's guitar and piano and strings, and then I swear there's a little tiny harp action in there that I really enjoyed. And I don't know if that was sampled or real, but I liked that little lick in there.
Well, the score is actually nearly 100% live. We did do tons of drums. We recorded live drums, and we did cool synth drums that double and really beef it up. And then some bass pulses that complement the electric guitars and sometimes some arpeggiation to just create some perpetual motion behind the orchestra without woodwinds, I suppose. Yeah, there is a lot of harp in that piece, too, the kind of ethereal, floaty harp glisses. That's kind of the theme of the Prime Core, which is the key to Far Eden. It's a power source that she needs to deliver to the terraforming pylon. So naturally, it's a very important piece of equipment that's very subjective to the inhabitants of Far Eden. They want it. So with the human voice and the harp, that's kind of the sound of the Prime Core. But that's a cool track. I'm glad you like that one.
I liked the one, I liked all of it, but the one right after it too, but I didn't write down the name of that track, but.
Oh, that one was, I believe then we went into the dungeon stuff after that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's really cool.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to make a darker sound for the dungeon music, kind of this darker, more insidious sound, like it's under your skin a little bit. Thank you.
So how many themes did you set, you know, because you mentioned earlier just kind of on the side that the main theme was a medley. So tell me about, you know, the big main themes in ReCore.
Oh, cool. I'm glad you asked this. I really wanted to talk about this. There's a ton of them. The music system is an interactive music system. So the battle music constantly is scoring itself. We recorded everything in 10-second segments, actually. You'd never know by listening to the score because it's all assembled as what it should inevitably be. But these little 10 seconds will loop and switch around, so you're never listening to the combat cues in the same way twice. That was really intimidating to me because I couldn't just write a piece to go under everything. So I decided I really needed a lot of motifs to tell the story. Lots of little micro themes. So The main theme, it kind of begins with the Far Eden theme, which is a simple four-note theme that occurs throughout the score. This da 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 da. And this sort of eerie, desolate rhythm that, that is under everything. So that's one of the major ones. Then it goes to the main theme, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So that doesn't occur as much in the score because I kind of think of that as the main theme for ReCore, the main story arc.
Okay. So it's
most prevalent in the Dust Devil queue when they're kind of talking about what happened to Earth. So I thought that that would be a good time to play the main theme, and there's a few moments where it really hits home. During the final battle, the track called Prime Core, you get a big quote of the theme. Then you've got Jewel's theme, which is the simple da 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 da, and that's kind of a lonely sort of desolate theme that accentuates action music. I generally save that for Jewel's more vulnerable moments and try to have her do that. But there's also the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do theme that occurs throughout the score, and that's like a Jewel's adventurer theme, kind of her determination to keep plowing forward alone. So those are just kind of the main five themes. Fun time taking all the themes and weaving them together to create all these tracks independent of structured thematic pieces.
Sure. No, that's amazing and really impressive and very difficult, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was daunting. I at first, when I started the score, I was completely overwhelmed with what I had to figure out how to make the interactive music work and make it cool and catchy.
So what were some of your favorite tracks and areas and such?
I'm a sucker for final battles. I remember as a kid playing games, and I would always be so excited to hear what the final battle music was, because I feel like battle music kind of always encapsulates the entire journey of a game. And I loved the Mega Man final battle music once you got to Dr. Wily. It was always this really quick, emotional piece, frantic and stressful, and I always loved that. The Final Fantasy final battle tracks are always musically incredibly impressive and always different what they would do. So I always get really excited to do final battle tracks, and I always try to really make it something emotional. And usually the way I approach them is to do sort of a medley of themes that combine it all together for the final time in the score. Mm-hmm. So that's how I like to approach them. I also like boss battles a lot because it's your moment to just go over the top. But I do like the touching moments like Dust Devil and Nothing mm-hmm. According to Plan, which is when Jewel gets a message from her father. But then she kind of goes into task mode to figure out why the terraforming stations are offline, and it goes into this sort of rhythmic march with her theme. And the Far Eden theme throughout, I always really like to hear it. Welcome to Far Eden. It's always very spacious, and it's usually got voices on it and everything like that. I hope everyone plays the game. I think it's a really great game. There's a lot of heart in it. Everyone who worked on it really had a passion for it, and it wasn't like any project I've ever worked on. The dedication that everyone had to it and the emotional connection everyone felt with it was amazing, and I had it too. So I hope it comes through in the game when people play it, just how much we cared about this world and its characters.
Have you played it since it came out?
Oh, yeah, I'm addicted to it.
Nice. That's awesome.
I've been playing it with my wife. She's heard all the music, but she hasn't played the game yet, so she's having fun watching it. She thinks Mac is adorable.
Well, Chad, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It was really nice to finally make that connection with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. I love your show. Thank you for inviting me to be on it.
You can learn more about Chad Sider at chadsider.com and follow him on Twitter at Chad Sider. And that's S-E-I-T-E-R. Thanks for listening to episode 40 of Level with Emily Reese. If you'd like to become a patron of our show, find out how at patreon.com/level. I'm Emily Reese. Sam Keenan is our producer. Say hi, Sam.
Hi.
You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Level with Emily and learn more about Sam and me at june-media.com. Remember, June is J-O-O-N.